over yet. Ain't gonna quit. No matter what. Never lay down, never give up. I am a fighter.
Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the Died Suddenly crew has done it again. Our latest documentary, Final Days, has launched. Now, this time we've turned our eyes away from just COVID, the bioweapon that was chimerically engineered, gain of function, directed evolution, here in the United States, by the way, Fort Detrick, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, offshored then ostensibly to Ukraine or Wuhan, China, or anywhere else there's a Pentagon-operated, CIA-overseen, U.S. taxpayer-funded weapons lab, and then intentionally released on us, and then called a virus, a respiratory virus. And now we're turning our attention to the entire globalist project for humanity. The project is transhumanism. That's the project that uses technology to merge man and machine. You know, 150 years ago, the atheist philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche said that God is dead and we have killed him. What Nietzsche meant is that because people had stopped believing in God, it was also inevitable that they would stop believing the entire worldview and moral system that was premised on God's existence. Nihilism was inevitable. Unless we created our own values. And that is exactly what we've witnessed in the past century. First, we had Nazism and communism. And now today, we have globalist elites who want to make themselves literally into gods using technology. The so-called COVID vaccines are not the end of things. No, they're only just the beginning. How do these shots and 5G and artificial intelligence and other scientific developments all intersect? Well, it's this transhumanist project that Final Days is all about. The film's already been viewed by hundreds of thousands of people. If you're not one of them, you can watch it on Rumble, on Twitter, or at StuPeters.com. Matthew Scow directed Final Days as well as Died Suddenly, and he joins us now. Matthew, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Well, we did it again, Stu.
Yes. I mean, I watched the film when it aired live for the first time. The only thing that I had seen was trailers and little excerpts here and there. People were texting me all evening last night. They just can't believe that this is where we really are. We are in the final days.
Yeah, you were there with us while we were filming the interview with Karen. So you knew what we, you know, we were talking about with her, and you've had her on your show. Like, you're probably one of the first ones to champion what her research was. And, you know, it takes films like this to present information that's so dense as hers. Dense is meaning so thick with rhetoric and verbiage and this uses of words that if we read them, we might not know understand what they are. But with her expertise and her love of God, she felt that she was compelled to share what she read in these bioweapon vaccines and patents. And yeah, we're here in these final days, and as biblical worldview followers of Christ, we're seeing the signs. We look in Revelations when they talk about you know, in those days, when you see these things as in the days of Noah, so will the Son of Man come. Well, we know what happened back then. The gene pool was contaminated by fallen angels and created nothing but this killing and maiming and destruction over the earth, and he wiped that out and started fresh. Well, we're here again, and instead of the gene pool, they're just messing with the genes now.
Yeah. God saw that the heart of man was all evil all the time, as articulated in Final Days, and so he wiped out his creation completely. And you said, here we are again. The difference is now I believe that all mankind is not inherently evil. I don't believe that. I believe that all mankind has been significantly duped and programmed and brainwashed and fooled with the exact deception that God said would flood the earth in the end times, in the final days. And that's what's happening. But I don't believe that man is inherently evil, and that's why I think that we are commanded to pick up the sword and fight.
Yeah, I think that our fallen nature, that we were dead into our sins, we're slave to sins as we read in scripture, and we are born again and become a new man through Christ. So we have redemption in that. But we have to look at, he's coming again to judge the wicked and the dead, and he's going to come back with a flame of sword, and he's going to judge. And we're here to rescue people from this world that they're trying to create and take you away from God. They're trying to change what it is to be in his image. They're trying to change it into their image, whatever that is. And as you see in the film, the people who are making and producing this technology and thirsting for it and promoting it are anti-God. They are godless, and they want to, in their words, become like God. So this is where we're at. It's a spiritual battle. We are not here to destroy them. We're here to save them. I hope Yuval Harari watches this and finds that he's a wicked man and needs Christ. One thing that we do touch in this film is that with new technology comes failure every time. Or the people who created the technology, they regret it because ultimately man takes that creation and uses it for evil, for war, for domination, for tyranny. This has just happened over and over. And what's to say that this technology that they're coming out with, made by godless people, this mRNA technology, isn't going to have the same replication as what we've seen with previous inventions?
You know, people have previously called us tinfoil hat and conspiracy theorists and, you know, far right anti-vaxxers. This is how the press wants to hit us, and all these liberal idiots on Twitter who are like defending the shot that they said that they would never take because it was one that Trump originally came out with warp speed and he was pushing it. I'm never going to take this. Joe Biden said, I'm never going to trust a shot. Kamala Harris said, I will never trust a shot that's been made by Donald Trump. And then he's out of office and all of a sudden Big Pharma gets their teeth into everybody that they can with trillions of dollars, endless resources. The Biden regime then starts pumping it. And now all of a sudden it's the liberals who are pushing this thing. They believe in the next thing. They're wearing seven masks. They're injecting themselves. They're watering their house plants with mRNA. They're feeding it to their dogs. I mean, it's insanity. It's a cult. It's absolutely a cult.
It's whatever side wants to push their agenda. They use President Trump's ego to push this vaccine, this warp speed.
He's still doing it.
There's no warp speed. This thing was planned, as shown in the film, for years. This has been a orchestrated plan to push their 2030 agenda, transhumanism, fourth industrial. And as Neil deGrasse Tyson says, this was an experiment to see if people would trust and believe in science. We are being ruled under a new religion called scientism. Yeah. And it's about being the gods over us.
Yeah. And so to get back to the conspiracy theory conversation that always seems to come up from these idiots, there's like no subjection in this film at all whatsoever. This is literally their own words.
It's in their documents.
You. Yes. Yeah. They're telling you, people like Yuval Harari are telling you what they want to do. People like, people like Pfizer and Moderna, they say right on their website, which, by the way, you have to use the Wayback Machine to go and find out, that in 2021 on Moderna's website, it said you are being injected with a software program, an operating system. They told you this. We told you that. We were the conspiracy theorists. They deleted it, but we have it.
And it's interesting because it's like people who in this freedom health care, whatever this is, they're against us too in a lot of ways, because they don't want to believe the evil that this is being persisted by. This is true evil. And if they don't want to believe it, I'm sorry, they're going to have the same effect that's happening to everybody. They need to get on board with what we're saying. This is not it is conspiracy. It's people conspiring to do harm and control us. It's just not a theory. It's a fact.
That's right.
And they need to know their true enemy. They come after us and say this and that. Hey, we're just providing factual evidence that cannot be refuted because it's on their own website. It's in their own words. Like, there's a reason Yuval Harari is treated like their prophet and hyped up with WEF. And if you don't think WEF has power, you're just mistaken. I've been there. I've seen it. The world elite is there with the world business. It's the neo-fascists. It's a world government. They're trying to make it. Macron says they need a one world order. This is just what they want to do. And this will create a pathway for them to subjugate people, to kill people, to stop having babies. I mean, this is a bigger plan than just COVID. This is just part of the spoke in the wheel.
I couldn't agree more. So you have the heads of Pfizer and Moderna, the elites at the top of Big Pharma. You have the funding that comes from people like Bill Gates. He's very heavily invested in this. You have Yuval Harari trying to convince everybody that we need to turn into machines. You have people like Elon Musk saying, let's put a chip in your brain. Neuralink has now been approved for human trials where they can program your thoughts and your dreams and predict and control your future actions. This is completely changing the free will that God said that you have. You have free will unless you give it away. So if we have these several people at the top, and I want you to say this, but I just, how many of them do you think that there actually are? How many of them, if they were tried for the crimes that they have openly committed and they were found guilty and then their necks were snapped and their feet were dangling somewhere, how many of them do you think are on that list?
Well, look, God's going to judge them ultimately.
That's fine. They're going to make their accountability. That's what I care about.
If you substitute the syringe for a gun, how many people are killed or almost killed from this? You have to put it into perspective of what they cry about. They cry about gun control and about mass shootings. They committed mass homicides with this shot. Doctors who openly gave this to their clients who they have a Hippocratic oath to not create any harm. They willfully gave this, maybe coerced to do this, maybe monetarily. The line is so deep of who is responsible and who's guilty in this, right? The media, I mean, there's so many news anchors who blatantly lied and told you this was safe. They're guilty. Now, the punishment, we can decide what that is, but this is a orchestrated offensive on humanity, and it is so deep. I remember when we had indicted suddenly the CEO of Pfizer. He was surprised that they came to him and wanted to use mRNA. It's never been used before. So then we see in this film, well, what's behind it? What's in it? What does it do? What can it possibly do? And it's horrifying. And it's just all in line what they're trying to do. They're trying to push for a life of no death. Like they want to give you like, oh, this technology is going to be good for you. But why? Because they don't want to die. That's what they think. You're not going to get their benefits. And guess what? You think that's a good thing? Let me read this. This is so amazing. I saw this today in Revelation 9:6. Listen to this. During those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. Imagine hooking yourself up to the Neuralink, or Kurzweil says to plug yourself into the cloud, and then the cloud stops. And maybe you just hear buzzing for eternity. Like, think about what they're doing and look at scripture comes to life. That's why what we produce is biblically sound films that show you it's actually happening right now. This has been prophesied and we're living in it.
That's right. And as you said early on, Jesus is coming back to bring judgment.
Oh, yeah.
So weave your own whips. We're here to exact accountability. If it was a gun that killed these millions of people, that person would be sentenced to death, period. And I don't see any difference here either.
There needs to be
extreme accountability, and it needs to happen forthwith. And Nuremberg 2 is not a joke. It's just a really long line, and the line is getting longer. You saw what I told the BBC? Yes, all of them. Yes, the scientists, yes, the developers, yes, the marketers, and yes, especially you, the media, should be held to the highest account.
Yeah, and one thing what we've seen, Stu, this last thing, they think they're going to get a fine. Pfizer is the most fine company. They laugh at there. They accounted for the fine. The fines are done. We don't need this. We need jail, and then we need whatever the punishment comes from a guilty. That's what we need.
Yeah, and we know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
The film is called Final Days. It is out. It has been launched. It has dropped. It is the documentary of the year, absolutely for sure. It's called Final Days. You can find it at StuPeters.com. You can find it on Twitter, or you can find it on our Rumble channel, of course, the Stu Peters Network, directed by and created by the brilliant minds of Nicholas Stumphauser and Matt Scow. Matt, who is with us here today, and we really appreciate it. Thank you very much for all of your hard work, your insight, and for being loyal and, you know, for doing his work and for giving all of the glory to God Almighty. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thanks, Stu.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing. all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously, energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas, formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Karen Kingston was like the starring figure in Final Days. Heroically, she's a biotech analyst with more than 20 years of experience. Virtually nobody else on the face of the planet is more qualified to talk about the technology that exists inside of these bioweapon injections. She's been sounding the alarm about the COVID shots on this program from the very beginning. Today, she joins us to follow up on something that she said in Final Days. In that film, she says, we need to be on the lookout for a very important new term, directed evolution. Now, this is overtly what our biotech globalist overlords want to do. You saw that in the Project Veritas expose of Moderna's chief. But in the words of Karen, directed evolution is the definition of biowarfare. It's a scheme for the eventual extermination of the human species. We're not waiting for World War III, Karen says. No, we're in the middle of it. Karen joins us now to explore this in more detail. Karen, thank you so much for everything that you have done and for all of your research that you have dedicated yourself to. You talked about this in the film. I mean, this is hours and hours. These are stacks and stacks of, you know, patents on your desk, research studies, and you managed to make sense of all of it in one film. You truly are heaven sent. Thank you.
Thank you, Stu, and thank you for investing your time and resources into getting the film out there. And yeah, I'm approaching the Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours on mRNA technology pretty soon. So it was a very important film. I hope people take an hour of their time to invest and watch in it, because it's the information that even medical freedom fighters don't want to talk about. And that's the gene editing nanotechnologies. These are not biological agents. I know many people have determined that, but they need to understand that these are truly gene editing nanoparticle technologies. And when Jordan Walker was talking about directed evolution, many people came to the conclusion erroneously, thinking that he was talking about gain-of-function viruses. And gain-of-function viruses, that is what they call mRNA. It's the messenger RNA. It's using artificial intelligence and machine learning to create new nucleotide sequences, right, to then infect human embryonic kidney cells or other cells to express these very unstable synthetic or artificially created ribonucleic acids. But that's not what directed evolution is. Directed evolution is using the nanoparticle technology to edit the human genome and actually to even edit all biological species. That was also in the film Final Days, where Jennifer Doudna said, we are now currently editing the genetic makeup of biological life forms, you know, including plants and animals. And now they're doing that to humans. So directed evolution is making genetic modifications. As Dr. Malone had said when he described transhumanism and the use of mRNA technology as the suite of nanotechnologies to make genetic edits to the human genome that are both biological but non-human and mechanical, meaning merging us with the biodigital realm. And, you know, in the movie, I said, if that sounds crazy, if that sounds like conspiracy theory, what do you think biotechnology is? It's taking technology and making it mimic biology, and taking biology and making it mimic technology. And then there's another subdivision to that called synthetic biology. And I sat in on a venture capital Zoom call a couple of weeks ago in synthetic biology. And that is making biological life forms mostly synthetic. So what they said on that call is, we want eggs without chickens. We want meat without cows. And so the idea is that all life forms are going to become partially synthetic. And what was alarming, Stu, is that in Q1 of this year, $1.8 billion was invested. Most of it was done through private equity of publicly traded companies. So, you know, early stock buys. But $500 million of the investment came from the U.S. Department of Defense. So if the U.S. Department of Defense is investing in synthetic biology, it's not for our benefit, just like they invested in mRNA technology. It is a weapon.
They've deployed it on humanity. What's the ultimate goal? To make themselves into the gods that they themselves don't believe in?
So, you know, when I sat on this call, listening to kind of everyday people from PhD college students to investors to heads of companies, they don't recognize what they're playing God. I don't think they recognize what they're doing. When you hear them speak, literally on this one call, they were saying, you know, farmers go with synthetic biology like oil and water, as do ranchers. They said they don't, you know, we're telling them you can have plants without water, plants without sunlight, so you don't have to worry about drought. We're telling you that you can have cows, or you can have meat without cows, so you don't have to worry about supply chain. You don't have to worry about grass. And they said they don't want it because they're too dumb, because they don't know the difference between the size of an electron and an atom. These people are arrogant. They're filled with hubris, but they don't understand what they're doing is wrong.
Do you really think that that's the case? Because you all know how Harari stands in front of the entire world, as we put in the film Final Days, and says, we can skip through all the evolution and literally turn man into gods.
Yeah, I think they're playing gods. And I think it was a Jennifer Doudna said, but nobody's playing. What they're doing is blasphemous. But the question is, do they know what they're doing is wrong? No, they think that they are gods. That's how big their ego is. That's how big their hubris is.
So is this why no matter what the threshold for death is, it just continues to get higher and higher, that there really is no threshold for death? I mean, you know, we're talking about 1% in the Harvard study. Let's go way back to early on when these things started rolling out. We looked at the vaccine adverse events reporting system, which only reflects 1% of total vaccine injuries, right? That's accurate. Only 1% actually report make it to the VAERS system. And we're talking about over 40,000 dead with millions of reports from this one injection that's only been out for roughly 2 years. Staggering record smashing number. It dwarfs every single other vaccine combined in the history of tracking, and they still continue to push it. Why? Why is that? Why this shot? Why now? Why them?
Well, When you ask why now, I mean, the why now is because they've had 20 years of social conditioning with around the globe, and specifically with Americans, right? So, and then with the uptake of social media and our smartphones, we are herd creatures. We like to go get along to go along, or go along to get along. So they've been training us that, you know, we have to, for the greater good, we have to go along with this. And we have these fake societies on our phones that are making us believe, or making many people believe, that these evil intentions are good intentions.
Okay, but how can they continue to believe this? Okay, let's go back, because this also in the film, Final Days, available now, by the way, go find it, stupeters.com. In this film, we start with Fauci saying something like, there's no reason for people to be concerned. There's no reason for them to be running around with a mask. The very next clip is, you know, the massive push for the press. It's best to wear double masks. Multiple masks is the best way. We're now going with the CDC's guidance on masking. N95 masks. People were just, I mean, like, so how do people continue to believe it? No, if you take one shot, it'll stop the spread. 15 days to slow the spread. Then it was 30 days to slow the spread. Then it was Operation Warp Speed, which was apparently fake, because as David Martin noted, and you have before, these shots were well planned years and years and years ago, and that there were literally stockpiles of them all over the place. And then now you're supposed to stay 6 feet away from people, but then arbitrarily that changes. We've got full like separations for teachers from children, but then that changes. So how do people continue to just readjust and go, oh, okay, I'll do that thing now? I mean, are people just that stupid?
They're confused. I think people are very, very confused. We have a divided nation.
We have a bunch of cowards and weak people that are easily programmed here that don't want to admit that they have been duped. That's the problem.
Well, there is some of the ego there too, but keep in mind that, you know, when our movement started, and not your platform, but there was a team of us that were saying, these are weapons of mass destruction. These are bioweapons. They can only poison, harm, and kill. But the general movement was like, okay, calm down. Children shouldn't take them. And then it was like, okay, well, men under 35 shouldn't, men under 50. So there was, you know, the influencers don't always recognize the power of their voice by not saying out of the gates that these can only cause disease, disabilities, and death. People are confused now, right? By not saying that there's nothing synthetic in these, that these contain advanced electromagnetic devices. People were injected in nanotech. Now people are confused. And I think that's, we need to become more consistent with one another, but the consistency cannot be based on deception. It cannot be based on what people are comfortable with. It must be based on the truth.
I mean, come on. It can't be that hard to notice that literally nobody's dying in the street or dying at home from COVID-19. It's not that hard to say, oh, this thing is not nearly as bad as they said it was going to be. I had a cold and then it was done. Nobody dying in the streets. 100% of them were dying in the hospital after they had been poisoned, after they had been sedated, after they had been intubated, after they had been murdered, separated from their families. How can the general public not look at that and say that? I mean, we can lay our heads down at night on this program because from the very beginning, we were one of the only ones calling it a weapon of mass destruction, a bioweapon, a weapon of biowarfare. We said, don't take this thing. Absolutely begged everybody not to take it. Stay out of the hospitals. They're killing you. You know, poisonous remdesivir, Dr. Artis. I mean, this was all from the very beginning. How did people not notice what we were noticing, what we were being told? All you have to do is look. Who's dying at home?
Because of who they trust. They trust their doctors.
But you can't trust yourself and what you see with your own eyes?
Stu, I think they've not humbled themselves. They don't recognize, they depend on themselves. They depend on other men. They don't recognize that their wisdom, you know, comes from God. They don't humble themselves and repent when they're misled. And if you don't repent, you can never see the truth. You can't say, what in my life was I so afraid of losing? What in my life was I serving my own ego? Was I serving money? Was I serving popularity? Was I serving the comfort of recognition with this group of people versus serving God? And I think that's why people, they're blinded by this, you know, and, you know, they trust their leaders. And unfortunately, many leaders are not comfortable speaking the truth on both sides of the aisle, you know, because they have money coming in from a party that doesn't want them to tell people the truth.
Yeah, and because of the power,
technology is a bioweapon,
and the power that these big pharma people have. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people will blow up an entire airliner full of hundreds of passengers just to kill one person if that person is damaging to their bottom line or the narrative. I mean, that's who these people are. They're evil. You worked in the industry for 20 years. Am I overstating this?
No, this is not my first rodeo. I, you know, I have been threatened. I fully expected it when I came forward. I've been threatened for a lot less than trying to blow up a $3 trillion market. Trust me. So I think that, you know, these people serve money, you know, and if you don't think that people are going to go out of their way to sabotage someone, threaten them, harm their loved ones, you know, it's due. I mean, we put our faith in God, we put our protection in God, and we come forward and speak the truth. But, you know, getting back to what mRNA technology is, and Dr. David Martin also said this in front of the European Parliament a couple weeks ago, which is that the mRNA technology platform has always been developed as a weapon of biowarfare. It is used to make edits to the human genome or to other biological species, thereby exterminating them. And I want to read an article from MIT, just one paragraph on James Clapper from 2016. It says, top U.S. intelligence officials calls gene editing a weapon mass destruction threat. That is mRNA technology platform. Says here, Clapper didn't lay out any particular weapon scenarios, but scientists have previously speculated about whether CRISPR-Cas9, which is part of the mRNA technology suites, could be used to make killer mosquitoes, plagues that wipe out stable crops, or even a virus that snips at people's DNA. By changing our DNA, you are exterminating our species. So it's time for people to wake up and boldly speak the truth that these are mRNA bioweapons, and they need to speak to their sheriff, speak to their community, and have them seized out of their communities. Stop letting children and innocent adults being injected with these bioweapon injections.
And stop letting your sheriff gaslight you into believing that there's nothing that they can do, because they absolutely can. There is not a law on the books that gives criminal immunity to anybody who deploys one of these weapons of biowarfare against unsuspecting citizens. Karen Kingston, you're a hero. Thank you so much. You know, a lot of people ask me, what's next? What do we do now? The answer is very simple. All of the irrefutable, inarguable, physical evidence, the words of the criminal, are audibly able to be heard, are visibly able to be read. The patents that have been introduced by Karen Kingston on this program for almost 2 years now are evidence. We have victims everywhere. We have surviving family members everywhere. The answer is this: unite or die. More of the Stu Peters Show next. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and Clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD, and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. If you're struggling with swelling in your legs, ankles, or feet, you'll want to listen up. Maybe you're already drinking plenty of water. You've tried wearing the ugly compression socks. You've taken the ineffective water pills, and that's why still every day you look down and you see swollen, puffy, and deformed feet and ankles. Well, don't lose hope. New research shows that this common issue can easily be resolved by upping your intake of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s are proven to improve circulation while lowering inflammation in the body. That means it encourages blood and fluid to move more freely while reducing swelling and pain. Now, most people think fish oil is the way to go with omega-3s, but that's wrong. According to studies, krill oil is far superior for a few reasons. One of those reasons is krill is harvested from the pristine Antarctic Ocean, where there's virtually no pollution. For a limited time right now, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Go to the research and buy them now while you can. $23 a bottle at StopSwollenFeet.com. Again, that's StopSwollenFeet.com. FilterSuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. FilterSuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's FilterSuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to FilterSuck.com. Welcome back. So there's absolute turmoil in the state of Texas. A coup d'etat has now been launched against one of the most powerful conservative figures in that state. In fact, if you remove the rhinos, he's probably the most important conservative in the state of Texas and one of the most important in the entire country. I'm talking about Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Paxton has always been hugely popular with Texas voters. He's been reelected twice, second time by a bigger margin than the first. But just like with another famous conservative you might be familiar with, when Paxton's enemies couldn't unseat him at the ballot box, they looked for other more underhanded ways to do it. And so just days ago, practically out of nowhere, Paxton's enemies in the state legislature impeached him. And they're going to put him on trial in the Senate with the aim of removing him from office. But you see, this is actually more treacherous than what happened with President Trump when he was impeached. At least when Trump was impeached, it was the Democrats doing all of the heavy lifting, just bringing a few cowardly cuck beta Republicans along for the ride. Well, here, it's the Republicans that are taking the lead. They have a huge majority in both houses of the state legislature. This is their idea. So why are they suddenly impeaching him? Well, according to his persecutors, Paxton needs to be removed for bribery, though they can't produce any actual illegal payments. They say that he's corrupt, but every claim of misconduct against him is years old, and voters already knew about all of them, but reelected him anyway, because they saw that they were bogus and that he was a great attorney general. So this is the Trump impeachment playbook all over again. You take vague and unproven allegations of misconduct, and then you elevate those claims into crimes, and then elevate the crimes into felonies, and then barrage the target with investigations and impeachments and other legal harassment, hoping that they'll surrender, or if they don't, that they'll at least be rendered ineffective in office. But wait a minute. Why would Texas's Republican House Speaker Dade Phelan do something like this in the first place? Why would he undermine another Republican in a top office and roll the state party into a scandalous civil war? Well, this won't be a surprise to the vast majority of our listeners, but just like in every other state, there are a lot of weak and phony and fake and neutered and feckless Republicans. In Texas, more people beholden to the Chamber of Commerce than the laws of God. People who care more about their cocktail party invitations and positive treatment from the press than they care about the safety of children and workers. Earlier this spring, the Texas legislature passed laws banning child mutilation, gender transition surgeries, but behind the scenes, it was Phelan trying to block that from happening. Back in 2019, Phelan said, quote, "I'm kind of done talking about bashing on the gay community. It's completely unacceptable. It's 2019. So what about Paxton? Well, as we said, Paxton is one of the single most impactful conservative leaders in the entire country. In 2020, Paxton formed and led the coalition of states that contested the 2020 election results in states like Georgia and Pennsylvania, based on their unconstitutional changes to their own election laws. That effort didn't work, but Paxton has kept fighting ever since, bringing 12 different major election integrity lawsuits. Paxton has also been a hero on the pro-life issue, on battling big tech, and a bunch of other issues as well. He's the kind of attorney general that we need in every single state in order to salvage this nation. So naturally, he's being betrayed by his own fake party. It's a uniparty there in the House in Texas, much like it is in our out-of-control corporate crime syndicate fake government at the federal level. Matt Rinaldi is the former member of the Texas House representing Dallas County. During his time there, he was consistently rated as one of the two most conservative members of the Texas State House by Rice University, Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, and Young Conservatives of Texans, among others. He's the man who gave actual teeth to the state's ban on sanctuary cities. Why? He authorized the removal from office of any public official who defied that law. He's also behind a requirement that government contractors use E-Verify to avoid hiring illegal migrant workers, criminal aliens, a law stripping pensions from teachers who commit sex crimes against students, and a law making it easier for churches to obtain volunteer security services to avoid being targeted by deranged anti-Christian mass shooters. Matt was also the pro-life whip for the Texas Right to Life. Well, today, Matt is chairman of the Texas Republican Party. He has the kind of record that we know his conservative credentials are impeccable, and so we'll get the honest lowdown on what this Ken Paxton attack is really all about, and he joins us now. Chairman, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So what is this really all about?
Okay, so Texas has a little unique tradition, I guess you can call it, in the Texas House. And that's Republicans get elected, take a majority, and then voluntarily cede power to Democrats. In fact, last session, about 40% of their committee chairs were held by Democrats. So what happens when you voluntarily share power with Democrats? You have a speaker who has to make deals with the opposing party while still holding the veneer that they're acting like a Republican. And I think you see that happening with Ken Paxton. Going back to 2020, I think you hit the nail on the head. Democrats in Texas started talking about impeaching Ken Paxton because of his stance filing lawsuits on the 2020 election. In fact, the Democratic caucus leader at the time called for Ken Paxton's impeachment. Now, suddenly, this legislative session, the deal making is made and Ken Paxton's head is served up on a platter to Democrats in the Texas House. It's absolutely outrageous. No Republican should stand for it. And we should demand this impeachment end. And we should demand that the Texas House stop ceding power to Democrats.
No Republicans should be supporting Biden's budget. Now you have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Speaker Kevin McCarthy, among others, making these concessions and allowing for the debt ceiling to be raised. 87,000 new IRS agents. So the federal government completely out of control with this uniparty filled with fake and feckless phony cowards that call themselves Republicans or MAGA or America First. And they're in fact not. They're more dangerous than Democrats. Is the same exact thing happening at the state level in Texas?
Yes, in the Texas House.
So what happens there? I mean, what kind of control structure is in place in order to get these Republicans to sell out on every conservative value and then betray people like Ken Paxton and, more importantly, betray their constituents and the citizens of your state?
Yeah. And by the way, I want to say that the Texas Senate has been legendary this session. They've been conservative champions, and that doesn't exist in the Texas Senate. It's mainly because they don't have Democrat chairs and they don't share power. In the Texas House, I was there for 4 years. It is the world's weirdest bubble where the power structure in place that enforces these rules, it's all social. It's all socializing people into this fraternity, basically, where they follow the speaker and they try to get you to ignore your constituents back home. It's something that, for some reason, sells with a lot of people who come in, but you have to stay grounded. You have to stay with your constituents, and you have to ignore it in order to be effective.
How could that sound appealing to anybody when they first come in? We're going to ask you to ignore your constituents and listen only to us. Your position here is completely fake. You're not doing the bidding of the people anymore. You're doing back scratching and the inflation of bribery and blackmail and favors and payoffs.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing you do when you come in right before you take office is an orientation where they bring in Democrats to come talk to you. And they try to tell you, oh, all that stuff's fake that you do during the campaign. We're friends here. You know, just sit down, shut up, don't say anything, and we'll take care of you and we'll protect you when it comes to be election time.
So name names. Who are the people that are responsible for this coup in Texas, and what can be done, if anything, to stop it or to fight it?
Speaker Dade Phelan and his leadership team are responsible for the coup. What we can do to fight it is call your state senator, let them know what you think about it. Call your state house member, let them know what you thought of their vote. And, you know, I do expect the Senate will have a much more rational approach to this. And I think they should dismiss it on the law alone, because it's an absolutely illegal impeachment. The impeachment was not adequate, and there's a Texas law that prohibits someone from being impeached for acts committed during a previous term. And that was ignored by the House.
Yeah. Well, if what you have said about the Senate there is accurate, I don't see how they could convict or remove Attorney General Paxton. And also, by the way, a caveat to this may be that he's even more popular after going through this fake persecution by these rogue cowards calling themselves Republicans who have sold out completely for all of the aforementioned things in lieu of doing the bidding of the people, their constituency, you know, much like Trump, even more powerful and even more well-known and even more favored by his voters and by Americans overall in general after, you know, these phony sham impeachment hearings had been held. Everybody knows. Everybody knows what the deal is. This is fake persecution for political gain. It's a corporate crime syndicate, the House there in Texas, just like the federal government. Make sure that you call your senators and let them know, please don't impeach this guy. We want this guy here. He's a great attorney general. And make sure that you call the House members there, those fakes, those phonies, those traitors, and let them know what you think. Chairman, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Matt Rinaldi, God bless you.
Thank you.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
When all of this COVID tyranny began, one man saw early on what would happen if people didn't stand up for their God-given rights. Supporter and sponsor of this show, Christopher Key, took the school boards to demand that our kids be unmasked and free. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on upcoming activism and products to keep your loved ones safe. That's vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com. Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters. Welcome back. So a central part of our new Final Days documentary is the spike proteins of the mRNA bioweapon injections and, of course, the overall threat that they pose to humanity. A core part of the danger of these spike proteins, as we have observed many times, is that they can shed or be transmitted from the injected, meaning all of us are exposed unless we live in some self-sufficient colony. I know the vast majority of us don't, because naturally most of us can't. So how do we deal with the health impacts of the spike protein exposure? How do we deal with the inflammatory response, the respiratory problems, the nausea, and everything else that's a warning sign of spike protein exposure? That could, of course, lead to the white fibrous clots that died suddenly made so famous. So if you have these proteins accumulating in your body, how do you get rid of them? Well, fortunately, there are options. Some people recommend natokinase, which is a peptide discovered by the Japanese that allegedly helps to break down microclots in the blood. There's Irish sea moss, which is rich in minerals and can repair tissue damage from spike proteins. There's green tea extract, which increases free radicals and reduces inflammation. There's dandelion root extract, which is really good for you and also neutralizes the spike protein itself. There's a whole lot more. You can look for all of these things by visiting finaldaysprotocol.com. Again, that's finaldaysprotocol.com. It's all brought to you by The Wellness Company. Dr. Robert Seek is a pharmacy owner and an affiliate of The Wellness Company, and he joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Good evening, Stu. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Of course. So, I mean, obviously, many people are concerned with this. Those of us that work the hardest to avoid all of the coercion and the threats, even being placed in jail for refusing these shots, being held down, forcefully injected, threatened with the loss of our job. I mean, all of these things, we were the ones that held out. There's not a single one of us that regrets not taking it. I literally begged everybody that I know, love, and care about, please don't take these things. But we still are at risk because of the vaccine shedding, which is not a conspiracy. It's very well documented in Pfizer's own documents. So how do we deal with this? I mean, people are really nervous about this.
Well, I think people should be nervous, but let's, you know, give a small caveat, because what we don't know is there a difference between the spike protein load the body may have from getting the vaccine versus just being exposed to it? So I don't know that that has been elucidated in any science yet. And there are tests that can detect spike protein antibodies, so your body's response to that antibody, commonly available from Quest, LabCorp, major labs. And it's a qualitative test that says, yes, spike protein is there, followed with a quantitative, well, this is the antibody load. And my assumption is that those of us who did not receive the jab do not have as much spike protein load as those who do. That's not yet confirmed, but we still have to deal with it.
So what is this test that you're speaking of? What would people be asking for if they go into a LabCorp or have a doctor that prescribes them, you know, gives them a script or an order for one of these tests?
Spike protein antibody. It's called the spike protein antibody. So what that is the human body's immune response. So the antigen, which would be the thing generating the immune response, would be the spike protein. The antibody could be detected. So if you have that antibody, you've been exposed. Is that a durable exposure, a previous exposure, or an existing exposure? We don't know. And is there a way to quantify the potential load of that antibody? How high is that antibody response? Which may not necessarily indicate that you have a spike protein and this is your spike protein load. You just have a big antibody response. It's the best tool that we have that I am aware of right now. So the point is, maybe don't be so alarmed if you're not vaccinated, but do take precautions. And I think that's what you pointed out, because you mentioned some key things that are nutritionally available to help people. And there's other things as well.
So what are some of the things that people should do if they find out that they have this spike protein exposure? What about these D-dimers, these elevated D-dimers, the risk of microclotting, all of these things? How do people deal with them?
So D-dimer is a key measurement too. Are you at risk for making a clot? And D-dimer is indicated on lab reports if you're making fibrinogen. So consider fibrinogen like a razor wire fence. If you have to build a structure, kind of like the chicken wire on a stucco house, right? If you have to plug a leak because you're cut, you need to make fibrinogen. And D-dimer is an indicator of making it. But there's another issue with D-dimer. If you're breaking down clots, you also detect D-dimer. So natokinase is something that you mentioned. Natto, it's a Japanese food. Taken on an empty stomach, it acts as a proteolytic degradative enzyme, which means it's chewing up foreign proteins that are floating around in the bloodstream. And one of the things natokinase was used to study was to actually break down clots. And you mentioned D-dimer. Because natokinase can break down the clots, you may detect an elevated D-dimer when it is breaking down the clot. But what if you're not using natokinase and you do detect D-dimer? That is an imminent clot risk. I went through this with a close family member and said, your D-dimer was not only detected, it was 10 times the upper limit of normal. That could be a potential immediate embolic risk. Embolic meaning you're going to toss a clot. Natokinase is one of the first things that I would go to start to break down that fibrinogen, break down a potential existing microclot that hasn't caused a problem yet, but we don't want those clots to build up. So I do like to recommend the natokinase a lot.
Have you seen positive results with the use of this natokinase?
Well, as a matter of fact, yeah. So let's go to the family member that I have. It's my own brother. He didn't listen to me. I'm the younger brother that doesn't know anything.
Oh, believe me, there's plenty of that going on in my family. My own dad, I do this show, listened to Donald Trump, the world's leading vaccine salesman, and listened to the Fox News channel. And of course, he's all boosted up. I literally begged him. He has not been well since. So please pray for Dave Peters, my dad.
Yeah, I will do that. And my brother, Chuck, I told him, said, well, let's get some tests, because if you don't believe me, what I'm telling you about the fact that this thing is dangerous, let's just go look. And I've recommended tests to a lot of people. Not everyone pops for a high D dimer or problems associated with the vaccine. Not everyone who has gotten it. So I wonder, well, did some people get a neutralized vaccine or they just don't have the same response? So he only got two doses, but his D dimer was remarkably elevated. We worked on this for a while with natokinase. I recommended products. This is before actually the spike support product from the wellness company was available. So we put together a collection of things. I actually told him to engage in some time restricted eating, a form of fasting that chews up these junk proteins that the body doesn't need. And Stu, it took us 18 months testing the D-dimer every 6 months. It took us 18 months to get his D-dimer to negative, but it went negative. So what that told me was, I think we did a good job of breaking down spike protein, stopping spike protein damage from forming microclots. I think he did have microclots, just my guess. We didn't test for that. And his D-dimer was persistently elevated as the natokinase was breaking it down. And we used some other things too, N-acetylcysteine. You mentioned the dandelion root, the Irish sea moss. All of these things help, and they help in a synergistic manner.
I've only got a couple of minutes left here, but are these supplements all natural? And are these things that people should take as a prophylaxis? Or is this something that people should only take if they're symptomatic?
I think people should take it as prophylaxis because of exposure to other individuals, if that's a concern. Again, I don't want to over-alarm people about the exposure. Oh my, I'm getting exposed to spike protein, I'm loaded with it. But if you can take a couple capsules a day of something that is preventive and add a few other things that may benefit your health another way. A good resource I like to refer people to is the flccc.net. It's Dr. Pierre Corey, Dr. Paul Merrick's site. Great resource. They have an eye recovery protocol and they'll see intermittent fasting. So let's say you want to try eat 8 hours a day, but you fast 16 hours a day, a few days a week. Your body will chew up junk proteins like the spike protein. Then you put some of the supplements to work, like the dandelion root, the Irish sea moss. You can add some extra N-acetylcysteine, the natokinase to break down D-dimer, break down the microclots potentially, and the spike protein. I think that's a good place to start without overloading individuals, and it's something I think everyone can manage, and I make that recommendation.
Wonderful. You can find all of these things and do the research for yourself. We always recommend that you do that. Do the research for yourself. Listen to the experts that you trust. You know, we trust these people here at the Wellness Company. That's why we teamed up with them. You can find all of this at finaldaysprotocol.com. Again, finaldaysprotocol.com. Dr. Robert Sieg, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? That's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Watch the water and these little ones died suddenly, and now final days. The Stu Peters Show, the Stu Peters Network as a whole. None of this would have been possible had it not been for Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. A lot of you are newer here. You may not know this. I was a bounty hunter for 15 years, doing my best to provide for my kids. And, you know, when the George Floyd thing happened, I started bitching on the internet about it to an audience of about 7 people on Facebook. The show was called Patriotically Correct. I did the show with my bounty hunting partner, Richard Leonard, who now has a show on the Stu Peters Network. Carlos Cortez believed in the mission of this platform, which was to never take money from big pharma or globalist corporate crime syndicate conglomerates, to remain independent, to do business with like-minded individuals, to hand the platform over to God, and to let him do with it what he willed. He believed in that. But I didn't have the money to quit bounty hunting and make this a thing. So Carlos said, well, what if I pay you for like a sponsorship? And bang, that's all it took. I was able to quit bounty hunting after the George Floyd debacle, where he died of an overdose, a fentanyl overdose, by the way, on the streets of Minneapolis, right down the road from here, from these studios. And then lightning later hit the George Floyd hologram monument, whatever that was. It's a damn shame. Anyway, none of this would be possible without Carlos Cortez, who himself is a believer in Jesus Christ and in the gospel. He's a family man himself with children and a wife. He can also help you to invest with your morals and your values and your faith. Unlike these heavily advertised big banks and financial firms, your financial advisor does not care about you. And even if they did, there's nothing that they can do to help you because they're beholden to the edicts of Wall Street, which is sold out to the Biden regime, of course, controlled by the CCP. So by de facto, your financial advisor, your big bank, is basically communist. Do business with an independent fiduciary. Give them a call. No obligation. Totally free. 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Or you can book that appointment online at CortezWM.com. CortezWM.com. If you have not seen Final Days yet, it is available here on Rumble, the Stu Peters Network. Of course, it's always available on Twitter. It's also available always at StuPeters.com. Make sure that you sign up to our email list so that we can remain in contact with you. Because when we are kicked off of social media and ultimately pulled off of all of the platforms for anti-Semitism or racism or hate speech, we want to be able to get a hold of you with the true words that will not be spoken anywhere else, because we remain dedicated to truth, exposure, and accountability. We will remain uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable as we return tomorrow in our new time, 8 p.m. Eastern, from the same studios in the same place. Until then, God bless you.